We've been warning that the market has once again gotten ahead of itself after pricing in a Fed policy reversal after last week's round of softer inflation data out of the U.S. Yesterday's Fed minutes backed this up, with the central bank showing no such willingness to reverse policy while maintaining the view that rates needed to remain restrictive for some time. The minutes went on to say that there would be even scope for further tightening if inflation were to reaccelerate. And so we shouldn't at all be surprised to see the market reaction into Wednesday, with the US dollar rallying back and stocks coming back under pressure. The Fed is no longer as inclined as it once was to bend to the will of the market, and this is something the market refuses to accept. But the reality is that rates may not reverse course as quickly as investors would like to see, which does not bode well for risk markets. The fact that corporate earnings results in the U.S. were also soft on Tuesday has only added more fuel to the latest run of risk-off flow. Key standouts on Wednesday's calendar come from Eurozone consumer confidence, Canada manufacturing sales, and a batch of U.S. reads, including durable goods, initial jobless claims, and Michigan sentiment. It's worth noting trade will start to thin out later today for the remainder of the week on account of the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday. That's all for now.